I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Producer, songwriter, keyboardist, composer, and award winner Kevin Bond, with 10 Grammys and 30 Stellar Awards to his credit, has added yet another title to his name, author. His new book, A Servant's Guide from a Servant Heart, offers an interesting approach to coach servant leaders. It touches on everything from A to Z. It can be a blessing to believers and those seeking to serve. It begins with ability and works its way alphabetically through 26 subjects, ending in zealous. Listen to what Kevin Bond writes about confidence, the quality or state of being certain, convinced, and sure. He writes, "Confidence is that inner feeling of trust in one's correctness and competence. The confident leader boasts of an absolute certainty of his ability. Even when others around him are doubtful, his confidence ultimately rests in his knowledge that God is with him. Friends, there is no greater confidence than that which comes from knowing that God is with us." Kevin Bond continues to write, "Confidence is what has driven Bill Gates, Donald Trump, Ted Turner, and other great entrepreneurs to become successful and amass great wealth. I'm certain they all had skeptics who doubted their plans, but these men exercised an inner confidence that pushed them past all discouragement into great reward. One of my favorite verses," he says, "is, therefore don't throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. Hebrews 10 and 35. When leaders are confident, reward follows. Confidence is the but in the sentence of a negative report. It is the why not to the person who seemingly has the right answer. It's the go ahead to the one with the gut feeling. It's the what if to the one who knows that there is another option. At many stages in my life," Kevin Bond writes, "I've moved ahead in confidence, despite the reservations of others. And each time the dividends from moving ahead in confidence was greater than even the confidence it took to make the decision. Confidence is what drove a little-known biblical character named Caleb to tell the leadership to stop speaking negatively and move forward. Caleb's confidence gave him the courage to speak up, despite the fact that his stance was vastly unpopular. You too must be willing to take such a stand if called upon to serve." And then he says, by now you know what comes next. Repeat after me. "I am confident in the things of God. I will walk in all that God has purposed for my life, and I will build confidence in those which God has placed around me." Why don't we try that together? Are you ready? Now repeat after me. I am confident in the things of God. I will walk in all that God has purposed for my life, and I will build confidence in those which God has placed around me. Hey, that's pretty good. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this has been your wake-up call.